Just Curious.
Welcome to Just Curious Media. This is Let's Talk Cobra Kai. I'm Jason Connell.
And I'm Sal Rodriguez.
All right, Sal, we are back with another on-location episode.
Jason, I'm shocked that I haven't been here with you before. We've never had me here before?
No, never. Hinted at it, talked about it. But why don't you tell our audience, our fans, where exactly you are right now?
I am in Encino, California,
ooh,
corner of Ventura Boulevard and Texoma,
okay,
Avenue.
All right.
This intersection is famous for a Super Sal market, which is an Israeli market. Very popular.
Not your market, I take it.
You know what? No relation, surprisingly so. But I think it's yet another sign, yeah, that this is Super Sal, because I am seated in my car outside of a Floyd's Barbershop. Floyd's Barbershop has on its wall the famous Encino 84 All Valley Karate Kid mural featuring Johnny Lawrence squaring off against Daniel LaRusso, and Daniel LaRusso is in the crane at the very moment. And it says, sweep the leg on the left side, says, get him a body bag, yeah, on the right-hand side. It's a beautiful mural done by Jonas Never.
Yes, and to be clear, you are at, or to be exact, 17622 Ventura Boulevard, Encino, California, 91316. I have been to that very mural before. Gorgeous. I actually used to go to Floyd's Barbershop. Not that one, though, oddly enough. Other ones. And then I switched to Rudy's and whatever. They're kind of a competitor. But beautiful indeed. And Sal, we were talking right before we jumped on here to record, and you were telling me the temperature is a very fitting what right now?
I had to verify this because I thought, wouldn't it be cool if, because it's in the 80s. I knew it was in the 80s.
Yep.
But I said, let me just make it certain. And I checked, it is 84 degrees in Encino right now.
It's 84 degrees for the classic 1984 movie and a depiction of the 1984 All Valley Karate Tournament Championship. All at once, you were meant to be here, and right now.
Yeah, it was meant to be. And by the way, I thought of something else, and that is that this is the intersection of Ventura Boulevard and Texoma. And what did you long for a long time, I think still, call the MC of the original 84 All Valley?
Tex.
There you go. It's another sign.
It is. And I just really wanted you to go by here because we hadn't covered it. We've both been by there individually. And also just to give props to Jonas Never. His Instagram, I have it up here, is Never1959. I highly recommend people checking out his work. It is stunning. And in fact, if this was a video episode, I would have it behind me over my shoulder. But you are going to get some sort of small video, whatever you can grab with you, Sal Rodriguez, in front of the mural today so we can post it on our YouTube channel.
Yeah, definitely going to do that. I want to commemorate the moment because, yeah, earlier I was thinking, I can't believe Jason and I haven't been here for Let's Talk Cobra Kai, and I was besides myself wondering why I haven't been out here yet. I've been to a number of other places. You've been to a number of other places, but haven't been here.
We were due. In fact, when I was in L.A. last summer, I even thought maybe you and I will go by there and do an on-location live episode together. It may be noisy. You're in the car right now. But we didn't do that. We recorded in studio at the Orange Dog Studio instead for the epic, the next Karate Kid episode. But you're here. It's amazing. Does the mural look faded? Do you think Jonas has come by and touched it up at all? Because it's been there for several years now.
Okay, I'm going to tell you something that I think I may have mentioned it to you.
Okay.
Or maybe just mentioned it to one other person. But something happened about a year or two ago.
Okay.
I was driving by here. And I said to myself, the mural needs to be touched up. I distinctly remember thinking that the mural needs to be touched up.
Yep.
That very day, I looked at Jonas Never's, I think it was his Instagram, and he had a picture of this very mural, and he said something to the effect of, I should probably touch this up. He said that
wow,
very day that I thought that. So I talk about kismet.
That is kismet. Well, does it look like it still needs it, or did Jonas come by and touch it up?
Well, no, it has not been touched up. Oh. It probably should be touched up. And if anything, I think also have greater definition. I think this mural was painted before Cobra Kai. So therefore, what he can do today is go in, like, I think, for example, Mr. Miyagi is kind of obscured by the ref. Mm-hmm. So he could probably cheat Miyagi over a little bit. We can get a full Miyagi behind the ref. You can see Ali is kind of hidden behind Daniel's foot. Daniel's heel is in front of Lucille's face. Jonas never could probably come and touch those up and actually recreate the scene so that we can see more Lucille, see more Ali, see more Miyagi, and get a clearer view also of our friend Daryl Vidal.
Well, I love all of that, although you sound like George Lucas. If I could just go back and make some changes.
It was revisioned.
Can we get an Ewok
in here
as well?
It's not changing the movie, it's just changing the mural.
No, that's true.
I think it would give more, I think it would update the mural is what it would because of Cobra Kai. If there was never Cobra Kai, the mural's fine.
Yeah.
But because we have Cobra Kai, I think that this mural could be not only updated as far as paint itself, but also the characters greater defined.
Fair enough. Well, maybe we will drop Jonas a line on Instagram with a link to this episode. But I'm not here to say anything critical or bad. We love this mural. And if he never touches it up, it's part of history. And maybe he'll do another one somewhere else. Not depicting this particular shot, but maybe he'll do a Cobra Kai or something else. Who knows? But I love it. Love it. Love it. And I love that we're here doing this today. In fact, next time I'm back in LA, I'm going to go by and visit it and do on location. And you can be with me or you can be in studio. It doesn't matter.
Well, either way, it'll be fantastic. And yes, Jonas, if you do hear this, it's a beautiful mural. We love it so much. I mean, I see it at least once, twice a week when I'm driving by.
Awesome.
Yeah, if you could touch up this one, or yeah, do a brand new Cobra Kai one somewhere on another Floyd's, because apparently it seems like never. By the way, I'm using the word never because he signs his work never.
Oh, okay. So got it.
Never. I know. I just learned about a Conor McGregor one in Santa Monica,
mm-hmm.
and then you reminded me of the Outsiders mural in Sherman Oaks.
Stay Gold. Beautiful, beautiful mural, and yeah, he did do that. Now there is a Cobra Kai mural, to be clear. We've talked about it before, but yeah, I'm not sure who did it. I'd have to find out if it was. Yeah, it is. It is. I'm looking this up now. It's in Palms, 3387 Motor Avenue, Woodbine Street. I'm just looking this off the internet. And apparently Jonas never did this great Cobra Kai one, which has Daniel and Johnny in the middle looking at each other. And between them is Kreese. On the right side, Cobra Kai and three students, three cast members. And on the left, no, on the right, sorry, it was Miyagi-Do. On the left, it is Cobra Kai students. It said Cobra Kai on the right. So there it is. He is done a strike hard, strike first, no mercy mural for Cobra Kai already. So Jonas, sorry, or never, sorry about that. I wasn't trying to insinuate you hadn't. I just was unaware, but looks beautiful. And this guy, he's all over the place. This guy's pop culture. He's got such a unique style. And back to the Stay Gold, very close to my heart because I grew up in a town called Tulsa, Oklahoma, and that's where The Outsiders was filmed. So very cool. In fact, next time I'm in LA, I'm just going to do the Never Tour and just hit them all, you know, just see them with my own eyes, because many of these I have not seen in person.
Jason, I'm very excited to hear about the Cobra Kai mural. I did not know about that. And that sounds like somewhere probably near Culver City area, maybe, but definitely over the hill outside of the San Fernando Valley. I definitely have to check that out. That is something I got to see.
Yeah, go now. We'll just stay with you.
I should drive over there right now. By the way, Jonas Never was, his Arnold Schwarzenegger Venice Beach mural was just shown in the recent Arnold miniseries on Netflix.
This guy, I'm telling you, it's amazing. Back to quickly on the Cobra Kai one. It's the garage on Motor Avenue in Palms, and the address, again, 3387 Motor Avenue in Los Angeles. So, yeah, I loved the documentary on Arnold Schwarzenegger. I've actually read his book, Total Recall. Fantastic. And I saw it, and I saw the mural, and it just didn't even register. So Never is everywhere, which is great. We want to give credit where credit's due, because this mural's been up for many years, and it predated Cobra Kai, the show, by the way, which makes it even cooler to me. Like, he just figured, hey, I'm going to do this. It is the classic shot. It defines all. And I'm glad that we could do this today. I mean, no other reason than just bouncing around town and doing Sal on location, but maybe a reason to go back and watch the original movie again.
There's always a reason to go back and watch the original movie. I feel like I really do. I mean, to me, the original movie is, look, you know, I love Karate Kid Part 2. You know, I love it. Mm-hmm. It's in my heart, mm-hmm. but I do have to give the props and respect to the original motion picture that started it all, the Karate Kid. It is also was, again, to remind everyone, it was actually required watching in the sixth grade. My sixth grade teacher required her students to watch The Karate Kid in the classroom. She brought in the monitor, brought in the TV, put the, I guess it was a VHS, I suppose, and had everybody watch The Karate Kid.
Love it. Love it. What was her name again?
Mrs. Minks.
Wow.
Mrs. Terry Minks.
I quickly looked at Jonas Never's Never 1959 Instagram, and there indeed is Arnold in the flesh wearing a leather jacket, sunglasses, and he's got a shirt on of himself, like young Arnold pumping, you know, doing the two-arm flex, bicep flex, and behind him is the mural over his head. So it is awesome. Yeah, Arnold Schwarzenegger is right there. Love it. So you are so right. This guy, keep an eye on Never's work, but in the meantime, while you're doing that or beyond doing that, watch The Karate Kid again. Take that journey. Maybe it'll spawn you to want to watch the sequel, the trilogy, the next Karate Kid, and do a deep dive with us on Let's Talk Cobra Kai as we break them down and every single episode of the show, Cobra Kai.
I'm here, man. I'm with you. I'm with you all the way.
Awesome. Anything else, Sal? Any final thoughts as we depart and you go get your video?
No, it's 84 when we started, but it's probably about 87 now. So I'm going to go ahead and get out of here because I am hotboxing in my car and not the kind of hotboxing I like to do.
Fair enough. All right, Sal. And what is your famous words that you share with Kreese?
No mercy.